This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are close to passing a balanced budget as they near the final weeks of the legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state has more money to work with this year because of a strong economy, healthy tax revenues, and a massive influx of federal COVID relief. That means lawmakers have control over about $16 billion. The budget will set aside money for new air quality programs, K-12 schools, and give state employees a 3% raise. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires lawmakers to do during the annual legislative session. Democrats hold majorities at the Capitol, but there is some bipartisan support. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Two COVID-19 trends are showing a slight uptick, while another has hit a pandemic low. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado monitors SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, in wastewater. The numbers for last week, the latest available, show the highest level in 2 months, but it's still well below the peak of the Omicron and Delta waves. The test positivity rate is at 3.5%. That's up about 1% since mid-March. The trends come after the state and most communities have dropped precautions like mask requirements. Also, the super contagious BA2 variant is making up a greater share of cases. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to a pandemic low of 77. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has a new way to help people determine the number of COVID vaccine doses they should get. At Colorado's COVID vaccine website, the calculator accounts for someone's age, which vaccine they initially got, and whether they're immunocompromised. Bike riders can roll through stop signs legally under a new state law that is allowed at otherwise empty intersections, and riders can pedal through a red light after they've stopped to make sure it's clear. Bike advocates say it will improve safety because it lets cyclists clear dangerous intersections more quickly. This is CPR News.